Lady Shirin Chavis Alvodos, Shara Vodos Alokim. And tonight we're going to go through Perek Vav again. Maybe not inside. Maybe I'm going to just go over the points of Perek Vav because we started it last week. So I'll quickly go over, and when we get up to where we're up to, then I'll start learning it inside. Perek Vav takes the bull by the horns, as we say, and says, listen, if Avodas Elokim, if the way I'm supposed to relate to Hashem is because of, it's an expression of gratitude, then it makes sense that there are different obligations. As we different levels of gratitude would call for different expressions of Avodas Hashem. It's a big chiddush. It's the chiddush of Avodas chiddush. The Torah is not static, right? It's the lowest common denominator, but the whole all of life. Really, and he makes four major categories. All of life expresses this dynamic, this chiddush. So he says there's four categories. First is we appreciate that we're alive, right? You could have been. First of all, you didn't have to be anything. You could have been an inanimate object. You could have been an animal. You could have been a tree. You could have been a cat, a dog. It could have been, it's all chemicals mixed together, right? What's the difference? This mixture, this way, that way. So we thank Hashem that we're alive. Then when you think about life, you thank Hashem that we should feel gratitude. I don't know, you know, when do we express it? I guess when you say, Elokai neshamosh nesata b'torahi. I don't even know, that's expressing thanks for the neshama. Because Hashachar, we thank Hashem that we're alive, that we could see, that we can laugh, we could be creative, we could manage the whole gamut of life. So he says that's your first basic level of Hakaras HaTov, and that's universal, and therefore that's mechayev logically. It's very interesting. That's like tit for tat is to live life. Life, so that's the mitzvah sichlius. That's to organize society, to make life, make it responding to things that are logical. Right? We're not talking about this. We're talking about before the Torah was given. So he's saying the avoda of Adam and Chanoch and Noach and Eov, right? The righteous people from the Umos HaOlam was okay. What does Hashem? It always starts with after belief in Hashem. That's, you know, if you don't believe in Hashem, then what are we talking about? So I believe in Hashem. So now, how do I thank Hashem for giving me life and making my life interesting and creative? And I have to appreciate that. So it's human existence. So I will live a life of human existence that's logical to me that Hashem wants. That's what he calls the mitzvah sichlius. But I want you to appreciate what the Chayes Olavos is saying. If I ever say, like, so a guy has to make the Ben Noach, right? The whole world, it's universal. They have to make an ordered society, a just society, a society where people get paid, you know, for the work that they do. All the mitzvah sichlius. So say, why? So you say, oh, because Hashem told them to. Okay, that's true. But according to the Chayvus Halvavus, like the real answer is, because that's how they express gratitude, that's how we all, when we do the mitzvahs that make sense to us, it's not like because as a pragmatic thing or else society is not going to be able to function if everybody's robbing and everybody's murdering and everybody's stealing and everybody's cheating and everybody's lying, it's going to be not a pleasant way to live. So we order society a certain way, but the Chayes Olam says no, that's not enough, that's not good. We do it as an expression of thanks to Hashem because Hashem gave us life, Hashem put us in this situation, so we want to live it according to the way our reason tells us he wants us to live. So that's level one. Avraham Avinu, he says, excelled in that, and as a as a non-Jew. This is the way the Chavis HaLovis is presenting it. As a non-Jew, Avraham excelled in this level of, you know, of mitzvah sichlios, what makes sense, rational mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that we understand should be what Hashem wants from us. But he excelled in it, and therefore Hashem said, Al tira Avraham anochi mogen loch, schorcha harbe miyod. And if you go to someone, you say, you quote this pasuk, and most people would assume that Hashem is saying this pasuk because Avraham Avinu is mekayim kol haTorah kula. Not according to Chavis HaLovis, maybe it's a chiddush. According to Chavis HaLovis, that pasuk of Anoch, maybe he was mekayim kol haTorah kula, but that's this pasuk al pi pshat is Avraham Avinu excelled in what we're talking about till now. He was at the top of the heap. He excelled at it. He excelled at living a life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want us to live. If you don't do that, he says, the Chavis HaLovis says, then you're worse than an animal. You're like an animal. It's just, you're not like a human being who's just not being Makir Tov. He says, I was thinking, you read about earthquakes and avalanches and tsunamis, and people are swept away by the thousands and hundreds of thousands. Like, it's a human tragedy. So, you know, is Hashem punishing them? We don't know. And I'm not saying I do know. But according to the Chavis HaLovis, then, why does it happen? The people who live and do not express gratitude to Hashem are like animals. They're not people, right? They're missing the basic DNA of a person. That's what we've been learning about in Sharabah the Salukim. And here he calls them like, Boivei Hashem kikar korim kalu be'ashon kalu. So, you know, sometimes the ecosystem, it hurts us to say this, but that's what Chavis HaLovis is saying. Like, the ecosystem demands that, like, 10,000 cows die. I don't know. Like, you have to keep a certain balance in the rainforest. Right?
The ecosystem.
Yeah, so here people also. And, because these people are like animals. They're not Makir Hashem. I don't know these people. I don't know. But it's not like. I want to take the Chavis HaLovis seriously. So you say, what a human tragedy. You know, 62,000 people died of a flash flood in Bangladesh. So the Chavis HaLovis is really saying is that it's not a human tragedy. We're talking about people who had no sense of gratitude towards Hashem for their lives, for their living. So why? I don't claim to know that's why it happened, and I'm not even saying it happened as a punishment. But it's not for me to say, how do I know why it happened? And if it is a punishment, why did it happen to them and not for the 80 million zillion other people who are like them? So I don't claim to know. But I'm not even saying why this happened. I don't know why it happened. But the Chavis HaLovis describes people who do not express gratitude for what they have in their lives on the most basic, fundamental level. He describes them as animals. He says the Navi describes them as animals. So, you know, we don't think of it a volcano erupted and 20,000 herds of sheep were decimated. That's what I think is shot. They're just part of the forest. They're part of the rainforest. They're part of the ecosystem. They're not people. They're not people. That's what he says. They're not people. Okay. Then he says, we go to the next Madrega, where Hashem took a nation, and he said, you're going to be an Am Segula, an Am Kadosh. You're going to be special unto me. And he showers them with Toiva. He takes them out of Mitzrayim. He brings them to Eretz Yisrael. He gives them a Mishkan. He puts a Shechina on them. So we have to be Makir Tov. That's Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Ha'amim. This is why we step up from level one. This is level two. What do we do in return? Again, a fascinating insight. We listen to the chuk, we listen to the mitzvahs that don't make sense. If Hashem treats us specially, we have to be special. We have to listen to Hashem even if we don't understand why. That's what he says. That's like level two. Level two is hakaras hatov and gratitude for making us, for lifting us up. So we respond in kind by saying we will listen to Hashem even if we don't understand why. We're beyond seichel. We're like a cut above the rest. Just like Avraham Avinu excelled in level one, so here he says Shevet Levi excelled in this level. And when Klal Yisrael, let's say, worship the Egel, so Levi refrained and Levi excelled. Levi always had, they excelled in being firm in their Avodas Hashem. Mil Hashem Elai, V'yasulav Kol B'nei Levi. Hashem showered them with more tova. They serve in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And okay, if then he says again, he comes back to his theme, and he says a Jew has no right to say, you know what? I'll be like a very good non-Jew. What do I have to be Jewish for? He doesn't have that luxury. Just like the person in level one doesn't have the luxury to choose not to be Makir Tov, so the Jew does not have the luxury of refusing to be Makir Tov to Hashem for making him, right, for putting him in this situation. You know, so he's worse. And if he falls down worse. He's not like a regular person. He's worse. Because he's, if you don't confront the reality of what Hashem gave you, and you don't thank him for that reality, and you don't feel gratitude for that reality, you can't hide behind and say, well, at least I'm as good as the next fella, or I'm still better than the next fella. You can't say that. You don't have the luxury of saying that. So level three is indeed that mishpacha, that shevet, that you have the nations of the world. That's level one. Level two is he showed special tova to Bnei Yisrael. And level three is he shows special tova to particular mishpachas within Bnei Yisrael. Whether it's Kahuna, Leviya, Malchus, Beis David, he showers them with special tovas. He makes them even more special within special. Tovas olakim al mishpacha mi mishpachas uma kakarno Leviya v'zeram lucha bi Beis David. And therefore they have to respond in kind, and they respond by having all the mitzvahs, more of a Kohen, of a Levi, of a Melech. He has more mitzvahs, he has to do more Avodas Hashem, because he has to express more gratitude. And the Torah set up a system where more gratitude for more beneficence, and therefore more obligations to serve Hashem out of gratitude. V'chayav mal zeh avodah yoseira, avodah hakuna v'leviyah. You do some of Loras, but say Vitoris Alekim. Sinchumish Vayikra. Achtoris Beis David, how a Melech conducts himself. Kmashikosu Beis David, Komar Hashem Dino Lavokir Mishpot. So they have an avod of judging the nation. The Melech really has the obligation of keeping an ordered society, justice. Vatsilu Gozum Yaroshek. And if you respond in kind, lavas ritzon elokim, so you have special. Yeah, you could do okay. You get special schar, but tov olam hazev v'gmul hagodol olam haba. V'yenodiv nifchar, you'll rise up. Omor etzedek, Pinchas excelled in being a kohen. So Hashem said, okay, the kuna gadola will come from you. But the chashuk, right? Kamo shenomer akosav al pinchas vayamut pinchas vayafal v'tayotzer hamageva v'tachoshuv lo l'tztok l'dor v'dor adolam. Maybe you have the place now. We're quoting Tilim Kuvav Pasuk Lamed. V'amar Yecheskel mem dalet tezvav. V'akonim halavim b'nei tzodek asher shomeros mishmeres mikotshi Those bnei somi olai hemi yikavu olai l'shar seni. Umi shehimra alokim mehem. Here we go again. A kohen doesn't have the luxury of saying, okay, a kohen has to be makir tov, so he has more obligation of avoda. Could a kohen say, okay, I'll marry a divorcee, I won't work in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll be a perfectly fine Yisrael? Could a Yisrael say, I'll be a perfectly fine member of the human race? No. You don't have that luxury. He'll lose everything he has. And that's Korach. Korach was a Levi. Korach had everything in the world going for him. He had a special avoda, the Beis HaMikdash. He was level 3. Chazalovus doesn't speak it out, but L'chayr, he's saying, instead of being grateful for what he did have, and right, he had his eyes set on what he didn't have. How come I'm not the Kohen Gadol? How come I'm not a Kohen? How come this? How come that? And that was his downfall, his lack of gratitude. That's what the Chavis Halavah says. Banyan Aravi is Nogeya, every one of us. Right? You have a human being, a Jew, Kohanim Leviim, maybe Malachim, maybe special rich people. Hashem can sometimes give an entire family riches to do mitzvahs with. Level 4 is every individual has to be introspective and say, wow, Hashem did this for me, I'm gonna pay back. Binyan Aravi, Tovosu Elokim al Ish Meisha B'nei Adam, where a person is singled out and has a special showering of Shefa from Hashem. Nisyachad Bo Mishor Mishpachto V'amo, he is unique amongst Mishpachto, that was level 3, V'amo, that was level 2, Ushar Hamadabrim, other speaking people, humans, that was level 1. Kanovi Muvchar Nogim Mitzavah Lahanegumo Ochochom Heir Elokim Esrucho V'chochmo V'svunu V'eitz V'doim L'zeh. He gets like, he gets matonos from Shemayim. You take, you see like a special person, you see a godly person, if he responds in kind to the Tova that's been done for him. V'akol Tova Mehem, anything Hashem gives him, Yischai Babodi Yisrael Elokim. Hashem made you especially intelligent, insightful, spiritual. You thank Hashem for that, and you double your efforts because you want to express that gratitude. Umisha Heshlima, someone who's zoche to do that. Masmidos lo kol hatovos hakololos amichodus ba'olam. They're consistently are showered with shefa shemayim. For Yosef lo alokim koach aleim v'das b'han k'meishe kosev nishpa Hashem l'David emes lo yoshev mimenem emriven l'cho ashes l'chisei loch em yishpru v'necha b'risi v'idosi zo alamadein gam b'neihem adiyad yeshvu l'chisei loch v'agmul olam haba k'moishe kosev l'ulei emanti l'ostav Hashem b'eretz chayim. And now he says something very, very scary. But he's consistent, just like a human who doesn't want to relate to Hashem in the way he's supposed to is like an animal, and just like a Jew who doesn't relate to Hashem in the way he's supposed to falls below. He can't just be a Ben Noach, right? And a Kohen can't just be a regular Jew. So if Hashem gives you a gift and Hashem showers you with something and you don't feel gratitude, and you don't double, if you don't double, you don't repay Hashem in kind, you don't ear to your Avodas Hashem, so then you, it's not good, you sink. Now the best way, by the way, this is an aside, Chavis Lovitz does not say this, I'm saying this. I mean, not, I'm saying it, just saying that Chavis Lovitz doesn't say it. The best way to express the gratitude is to serve Hashem with the gift that he gave you. He gave you a special good voice, so use it to sing Hashem's praises and inspire other people. If he gave you intelligence, so teach people Torah. If he gave you charisma, you teach, you use your gift maybe to be makar of people, or to open a yeshiva, you need to be charismatic, you have to raise funds. But chas v'shalom, to say, why do I have to do anything special? I'll be better than the next fella. I'll be as good as the next fella. I'll be even a little better. Why do I have to strain myself for it? That's not fair.
He'll lose everything.
And he says a fantastic thing here. He says, let's talk about the death of Nadav and Avihu, right? And he's saying an amazing thing. People, says this might, again, you always have to say might, this might explain the death of great people. That they didn't, this is what he says. He says Nadav and Avihu. The death of great people might be attributable to their, you say, what heck are you? They don't even do a virus. They were still great people. They did great, but they didn't do enough. The Gemara says in, where is it? In Ksubas. From Gamlo Shichna. According to the camel, you pack on the packages on the back of the camel. The Gemara has a story, you know, you want to, it's like a scary story. Famous story, I think it's famous. Nachdima Ben Gurion's daughter, they ended up seeing her picking in the garbage, trying to get food during the Churban Bayis Sheni. So she was seen like picking from the garbage, worse than the garbage, but delicate women here, so I won't say where she was picking. She was rummaging in the garbage for a morsel of food by the Churban. And then she revealed, she said, you know, she's Nachdima Ben Gurion's daughter. Nachdima Ben Gurion's daughter, your father was like the richest guy that there was, right? Super rich. So she said, so besides the general Churban, he was punished, he didn't give enough tzedakah. So they said, but he opened up a storehouse. He didn't do what he should have done. The Amri Inshi Lufum Gam Lo Shichna, according to the strength of the camel, is the heaviness of the burden. That's scary, you know, because you don't know. Am I doing enough? That's why the Chavis Halvavah says in his Akdoma to Shara Bitochon, he says, when he talks about Bitochon and relying on Hashem, he says, if you don't have money, thank Hashem. Thank Hashem that you don't have the responsibility. Right, if you're rich, they knock on your door every night, and especially if you live in Muncie, they're always knocking on the door. Right, and if you give them less than $100, $200, $300, you get a very nasty look, and you have no peace. So you want to shut the door, not answer the door. Tell your kids, don't answer the door after 8 o'clock at night. Don't answer the door. But it's scary because maybe you're supposed to give money. Maybe you're supposed to. Lufum gam lo shichna. The punishment. So that the Chavis Halvavus, it makes sense according to Chavis Halvavus. There's no mean ogre of Hashem that's like punishing us if we just slip up with one infraction. It all boils down to Akaras HaTov. And Akaras HaTov, the Chiddush of Perek Vav in Shaar Avodas Elokim, is that increased Tov demands increased Akaras HaTov, which translates into increased Avodas Hashem. How, why, where, when, what? That has to be figured out. But this is his chiddush, and he brings down Nadav and Avihu, which to me means that he's saying this is why tzaddikim sometimes are gone, because they didn't do enough. A lot is demanded, but it's a beautiful demanding. It's not an arbitrary, like boss that just demands you do more. Yeah, you want to do more because you're maketov more, right? It's like the person saves your life and you say, that's all you want from me, right? Ask me more. I'm begging you. Tell me, like Shem said, harbu alai mohar umatan. Ask me for more. I can't thank you. I got my head's bursting with ideas how to thank you. Do me a favor, tell me what to do. The Omer Akech Shem Yudati Mikol Mishpachos O Adoma Al Kenef Kod Alechem Is Kol Avonos Seichem, and you get punished for this. If we can't say we're better than the Goyim. Oh, we're better than them. That's not good enough. We have a much higher standard because we have to appreciate out of gratitude towards Hashem. I'm not going to explain the psukim. We're coming up towards the end of the parak, I think. No, not fast enough. I'm not moving fast enough. These four categories, the human level, mitzvah sichlius, the Jewish level, mitzvah shimius, the shevet level, the higher level, the shevet that has special gifts, they are mechuyev to do more avoda. And finally, each individual has to respond in kind. The more tova you have, chayiv aleha avoda. But again, it's very important to realize it defeats the whole purpose of the whole thing Shire we're learning. If you think this is an imposition, this is an obligation, and oh boy, it's not fair, I have to work harder, something's not fair here. If that's how you feel, then don't do it. The whole point is it should come from within. It should come as an expression of gratitude. Right? Yeah, you're supposed to be happy that you have more to do, not burdened. If you feel burdened, then there's a discordant note. You just stop. You're not doing anything, you're not accomplishing anything. Someone who takes on extra chumras, people do that till the end of their lives, right? They want to get more brownie points. Say chumras, say, okay, I'm going to start doing this, I'm going to start this. A man will say, I'm going to start wearing a tam tefillin. No point. Going to the Chavis HaLovis is no point. If you feel you've been blessed and you say, I'm going to do so. If it comes this way, it's a waste of time. Money, saying your whole life you didn't do good. But if you say it, the Chavis HaLovis way is this way. I'm so grateful. I've had such a good life and grandchildren. I got to do something extra. I can't just sit here and I just. That's terrible. How do I thank Hashem? You know, so if maybe it was amazing. I think they should bring a carbon toda. So he says, you have to increase your avodas Hashem. That's your thank you. You have to respond to your potential or else you sink. You're worse than. Can't just say, oh. Val Eila Baranyan Chaymanin Mavoda Salakim Chalasha Yosef Abari Tova Lo Adam Chayvala Mavoda. And now he says a beautiful marshal. Whenever you're not sure what he's talking about and you want to summon him up in a mind, he gives a very simple, beautiful marshal. He says, you have a field, Tfulos Chayavas Mamaiser, you have to take Maiser, Shinemaser Taser, 10%. So let's say you have a field of 100 bushels of wheat. So you have to give 10 bushels to Hashem, so to speak. Now let's say Hashem gave someone else 10 bushels, so you have to give one. So let's say one person gives one, and the other person gives 9.5. So he gets punished. And the guy that gave one gets schar, he took meiser. And the one that had 100 bushels and gave 9.5 gets punished. This is a beautiful marshal. I'm giving shiur, I'll call you back after 10. Then he says another thing. This is really, really amazing. V'chein Omar, I'll say the same thing, the same dynamic. B'misha lohi aloi ben. Someone doesn't have children. So he doesn't do the mitzvah of mila, he doesn't do the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Doesn't have to teach the child Torah, but that's okay, because he has less to grieve. He has less to be grateful about. He says, "It's so funny. If you would ask me, you don't do mila because you don't have a child." You say, "Okay, like, of course not. If I don't have a child, But he looks at it that there's like a lessening of your obligation, because a lessening of your of the shefa that's coming to you that you have. Mishu pisayach, if you're lame, but the menu cholvus achag, you don't have to be all the regular. Mishu chole, but the menu min amitzus mashenu yochal asolson. But he doesn't look at it that you're an ones. He looks at it that you're sick, so you don't have to. You can't summon up that gratitude. Bala hakosha azos. So similarly, this hekesh, this similarity. Yischayim mishichdu abor yisala letova. Someone that Hashem singled out and showered with good. Betosa, and you know in your heart and your soul what that is. Doesn't have to be only winning the lottery ticket. You're mechuyev betosefes avodos. You're mechuyev to do more as an expression of gratitude. So he says, "Al kein hayu chasidim arishonim k'shayabol hem tova mitova sa'olam mizbachtem lo mishnei ponim." The chasidim arishonim, when something special happened to them, they got depressed. They got nervous for one of two reasons. Either they will not be able to respond in kind. And we just saw, if you don't respond in kind, you don't have the luxury of saying, okay, so I'm as good, okay, but no, it's very bad. It's terrible. That's another benavil. It's Korach. V'toshev lem l'ro b'olam abo, k'mo shomer Yaakov Avinu, k'tonti mikol ha-chasodim. It's an amazing interpretation of that pasuk. Chavis Halbovah says, the Chavis Halbovah interprets that pasuk, k'tonti mikol ha-chasodim. Not I don't deserve it, but I got so many chasodim, how do I know I paid it back? That's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. So they're afraid. Number one, they won't be able to do the avoda that's demanded of them. Vasheni shloiyeh gmul habori al avodosom, because they'll sink down further. V'yigorem migmulom lolom haba. K'mo shepir shakad moinem binyon mishalim l'son of alponov la'avido v'day l'chol b'zeh. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and we'll stop here by Omer HaNefesh towards the end of Perek Vav. Okay, everybody's had a rough Shabbos, a rough week. Everybody's tired. Okay, any questions? I have a good chance to ask questions. What's the meaning of life?